Welcome back to the Jason Rancho on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. Yesterday, Democrats decided to allow felons who have not yet completed their sentences to get back into society, to return to normalcy. Guess what? They are now allowed to vote. This is absurd. Joining me on the line to discuss is our friend, State Senator Ann Rivers of the 18th District. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jason.
So their punishment isn't completed. They're still in probation. They're still going down the line of actually paying the societal price, the legal price for their crime. And now we've just granted them some special privileges.
Well, Jason, this has been the ongoing march, and I have no doubt that soon there'll be a bill that allows felons in prison to vote. But here's the real problem. There has been a lot of movement to release people into their homes to complete their debt to society. So you could have someone who's a felon who still has, you know, a couple years left on their sentence, and they get to do it from the comfort of their own home, mm-hmm. maybe with an ankle monitor, maybe without. And so what you're doing is it's a complete relaxation of our criminal justice system, and I feel like it's going to create a less safe environment for all of us.
So where do things stand right now? Is it now just in the hands of the governor?
Right now, it is in the hands of the governor. And here's the worst part to me. So we have individuals, and this is the amendment that I tried to run, but the Democrats were so afraid of this amendment that they asked the lieutenant governor to rule it out of scope. And this they did not want to vote that sexually violent predators should not be allowed to vote. Now, Jason, these are the worst of the worst. These are the predators
yep.
who have, they've committed horrible acts numerous times before they were ever caught. They are the crew that they're psychopathic, and they will not stop this behavior. And somehow, the Democrats think that the right to vote is more important, and this will actually prevent them from creating or participating in the terrible crime that they engage in, and which is laughable to me, that you would even assert that.
And it's not even so much that they care about the right to vote. They're doing this because they think these people will vote for them.
Well, I think that there's a desperation to recruit folks into the Democrat Party. They've got to start looking under every rock, and sadly, sexually violent predators, that's just exactly where they hide out, is under the rocks. And so that's where we're going with this. And it's really, to me, it's heartbreaking.
Of course it is. But they'll use the argument, Democrats use the argument that this is about racial justice, that our prisons are filled with people who, in a way that disproportionately impacts minority communities because the system is racist from the judges and the jury to the police on down. That is the line coming from the Democratic Party, not just here in Washington, but across the country. Washington's not the only state that's doing this.
Right. We would be the 21st state who did this
yep.
if we were to do it. But I've never thought that just because someone else jumped off a bridge that I was obliged to do so. And I would think that most people would be this way. We are at a time, this bill has been around for a long, long time before race was, before race was the focus. This bill's been around, and never in that discussion had I heard race enter the mix.
Welcome to 2021.
Right. We've seen, last year we saw the march to get rid of the death penalty, and with the promise that, these people would really receive life in prison. And it wasn't long after that one of the senators introduced a bill to to ban life sentences. So here you have someone who did a horrible, heinous act. They were given the death penalty, then the push to get rid of the death penalty with a promise of a life sentence, and then the push to get rid of the life sentence.
Yep.
So what we're doing is we're diminishing public safety. We're diminishing the very legal system that keeps order in our state. And you know, actually, Jason, I'd push it a little further and say, we've seen this in the city of Seattle. You've mm-hmm. certainly seen it, where now it's not a problem to steal something if you, quote, need it, unquote.
Yeah, that's the message that they're sending. The good news, at least, that bill was paused, however briefly.
Yeah, but the whole point is that we are a nation of laws, not of man. And we're seeing the steady erosion of the penalties that help us to maintain order. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you know, you see the exodus that is occurring from our state. So,
State Senator Ann Rivers joining me on the line, Republican who serves Vancouver, Le Center, Battleground, and so much other space in Clark County. Obviously, we're headed in this direction. You know, you're saying, you're using language, if this happens. This is going to happen. There's no indication that the governor's not going to sign it, correct?
Oh, no. This is part of the agenda.
Yeah.
And this gives me an opportunity to say they're doing every horrible thing, because when you don't have to look your constituency who comes to Olympia in the eye, when you can take these votes from the comfort of your own home and not have to look your colleagues or your constituents in the eye, the votes are very easy to take.
So what does this mean for the general public?
We're seeing all of the bad things. I mean, look, that's the reason we're seeing the income tax come up, because there's no pushback. Look at almost every bad bill. Cap and tax, which is nothing but an energy tax that actually allows you to pay to pollute, right? All of these bad things happening because of the virtual session.
Well, yeah, and this idea that the cap and trade, all this stuff is going to go to, getting the budget in order. No, it's not. We have, again, we had record revenues coming into the state before COVID, and Democrats decided basically to earmark it all. They spent it all. Then you have COVID, and then they were hoping that we weren't going to get the revenue forecast that we ended up getting, because they thought it would make it easier if we were in a deep hole to pass cap and trade and all these other stuff. But the fact of the matter is, the money is coming back into the economy, because the economy started to go get back to work. People got back to work. So that's why they rushed through an income tax that they know is unconstitutional. They did it anyway, and they're going to continue to go down this pathway. The one thing I want you to, in the about 2 minutes left that we have, can you talk a little bit about where we stand as far as the people being released from prison early? Because that is one of those underlying stories that people are not necessarily talking about. Last year, DOC was under the I don't know if it was a dictate coming from the governor, but basically everyone was supposed to cut X amount of dollars from their budget because of COVID. Makes sense. At the time, they said, we're going to just start releasing a lot of people early to home confinement so we can actually make up some of the revenue. Now, that's an ideological position that really doesn't have anything to do with the revenue, but where do we stand?
So that has happened, and sometimes it's not been a problem, but sometimes it's been a real problem.
Yep.
The folks who were drug, substance use addicted are still substance use addicted. And so it's an ongoing issue for us. Now look, Jason, we all want for people to reintegrate in society. We want them to help us. We want contributors. What's not okay is slashing sentences, letting go people who should never be let go, allowing them to serve out, quote, a sentence, the remainder of their sentence, unquote, from the comfort of their own home. And to allow them all the other rights when they, in many cases, removed those very rights on a permanent basis from the people that they harmed.
It is scary. Elections have consequences, and I hope people start paying a little bit closer attention to some of these races. You know, the good news is in the 18th district, you of course need support, and you'll always need support, but you're doing really well. There are other areas of the state that a Republican can actually defeat a Democrat. And we are not doing enough to fight for those folks. We've been talking with State Senator Ann Rivers of the 18th Legislative District. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rancho. When we come back, the latest in a homelessness crisis that's impacting not just adults, not just the taxpayers, but children. We're going to give you this terrifying story when we come back. But first, let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.
Ooh, it's been a year, but one thing that's kept me sane, my workouts. And with Echelon Connected Fitness, I get to stay connected to an experience that keeps me moving. I can choose my equipment, a bike, a rower, a treadmill, a screen. I can choose the instructors I ride with, my community, and when I'm done, oh, I feel unstoppable. I'm Mario Lopez, and I'm moving on Echelon. Let's find what moves you. Join Echelon today to find workouts, instructors, music, and community that move you. Go to echelonfit.com.